This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We got a lot to talk about this hour. I want to cover Dr. Fauci the fraud. He was all over media over the weekends, and it was an attempt at a love fest. Nicole Wallace actually said that Fauci's emails made him look good. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to it. It's KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Fauci the fraud. He's been found out, and now the Democrats are rallying around him because they got to protect their little leprechaun. 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a call. They got to protect him. He's the centerpiece of everything they talk about with this Wu flu, and his emails are damning, to say the least. But before we get into this, Frog, because I'm going to tell you, I could do two shows on just his interviews over the weekend. Easily. This is a guy who was, he's got every excuse to, well, if you knew at the time that the data and the science was, and they've given him words to, you know, that he thinks are going to sell. It's going to give him credibility. Remember the guy that wrote the book about Trump that said, yeah, I had access to Trump and, you know, he's off, he's unhinged and all that. And then they, one of the CBS anchors, I forget her name, but she said, how much time did you actually spend with President Trump to write this? Well, I had bits and pieces of it. And it turned out he was a fraud. Fauci is exactly that. When we play these interviews, I swear, listen to this man and see if you actually get an answer. This is supposed to be the most sage guy in all of science, the highest paid bureaucrat in the government, and he will never give you a full answer or say, you know, well, because let me give you the mask thing, for example. He was asked about masks, and he says, well, if I'd known what I know now, I would have recommended a mask. But he's also contradictory because he says in other emails, the masks don't work. They're just for show. So what is it? Which is it, Fauci? See, what he thinks is that we don't have the ability to think. They don't believe that we have the intellect to go, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. Because it doesn't have to in their world. Once somebody says it and they've been anointed as the top person for, you know, making it, you know, for whatever, then that's it. It's done. Yea, verily, we listen to you, Dr. Fauci. Well, guess what? Conservatives don't. We're a lot smarter in these things. Put my watch down. We're a lot smarter than what they want to give us credit for, and we are going to question because we are critical thinkers. I'll get to Fauci in a minute. So, I want you to understand something. This is a Friday. On Friday in Chicago, 15 people were shot and 4 killed. On Friday. I don't know what the final numbers were. But the reason why I bring this up is because I always want to make sure you understand that the cycle of liberalism repeats itself. It's over and over. It's repetitive. Now, what could you do if you were thinking of a problem? How do I fix a problem? And you've got a cycle. Just call it a sine wave. And you know it's going to happen. Every single weekend in this country, they're going to be leftists killing leftists. Every single weekend in this country, they're going to be black folks killing other black folks in amazingly dramatic numbers, more than any other ethnic group, pro rata. So you know it's going to happen. You know they're going to talk about defunding the police. You know they're going to talk about, you know, separating kids from their babies. You know that the left are going to talk about global climate change being the biggest existential threat. Right. You know that. Oh, by the way, the new biggest existential threat is racism. What was it the guy said? It's white nationalism or something like that. The three races that run around this country getting touted all the time. They're the biggest threat. Those are the things that are up there. So you know these cycles are going to keep occurring, right? I'm just trying to educate you here. What do you do? How do you solve a problem when you know something is going to repeat itself? Well, let me tell you what the Republicans do and the non-thinkers. They let the problem propagate. They don't do anything to stick their, it's like a laser. You know, if you don't want to see the light, the laser beam, you put your hand in the middle or stick something in the middle of it and you break up the light beam. We don't do any of that. Police in North Carolina, they cut their services. I'm going to read this article. Law enforcement in this North Carolina city of Asheville cut their police budget last year and they're no longer going to respond to some crimes. And by the way, officers have quit in unprecedented numbers. So last week, Asheville PD announced a list of crimes and services they are no longer equipped to address, such as some forms of theft or assault. They said they lost 84 officers since January 1 of 2020, a devastating number for a force that employs, get this, 219 people. Response times to crimes such as homicides have increased 3 minutes during peak hours. He says there will be things. This is what the police chief, David Zack, said. There's going to be some crimes we can't get to. He says it's taking us almost 3 minutes longer to get to those very serious calls. Our detective unit right now is completely gassed out with the volume of serious investigations that they have to address. I say to every liberal place that has implemented a policy to defund the police, good. I don't wish anything on its citizens, but here's what the citizens should have done. They should have voted it out. Now, I've shifted from Fauci to crimes, but Fauci's crimes. Fauci is a criminal. He won't admit it. Neither will the leftists. They're going to rally around him, but he is a first-class criminal. He's guilty of killing millions of people. By the way, go look at CNN now or MSNBC. You know what they're putting up? They're not putting up the number of deaths from COVID, WuFlu. They're not putting up the number of infection rates from WuFlu. You know what they're putting up? The number of people who've been vaccinated. And we'll talk about that. Because see, another ruse. Another ruse to get people to do something that they don't need to do over something that really isn't as big of a deal as it is. It's a total scamdemic. And protecting the guy who the number of people who've been killed, they're on the leftist hand. That's what this is all about. Short break, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Fauci the fraud was all over the media over the weekend. All over leftist media. Fauci the fraud will never do, quote, conservative or pragmatic truth-telling media. He won't do it. And for good reason. Because he's one of America's biggest liars. He is a front man on a scamdemic that has cost us trillions of dollars. And oh, by the way, hundreds of thousands of lives. And the shot, the vaccine, even worse. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Unbelievable. They had him all over the airwaves to protect him. I said earlier, he's their poster child. They built him up, and now his own reputation, his own words, his own emails are knocking him down. So they're going to spin it. You weren't doing anything wrong. You weren't saying anything wrong, Dr. Fauci. Oh, yeah, whatever, whatever, whatever. But let me tell you, behind the scenes, they are scrambling.
They are very worried because you know the truth. See, most of us listening to the program, to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com right now, me, you knew it. Oh, I reinforced it for you. You were saying things like, Kevin, I agree, man. You, but you already knew it. I'm not any smarter than you in this regard. You knew that fraud from the moment he stepped onto the scene. I watched his interactions with President Trump and went, man, this guy is in no way looking at the president's policy. He doesn't care what the president thinks. And Trump, I got to tell you, thing I disagree with him. Well, you know, he's the guy over the thing, and, you know, I didn't want to do anything to hurt him. He seems like a nice guy. Whatever. If you don't agree, if you disagree with what his policy is and you smell a rat, it's your responsibility as a leader to say, you know what? This guy's been over at the NIH a long time. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not going for this. We're going to do an investigation. We're connecting the dots. And while, you know, I'm not saying anything against Dr. Fauci right at this point, but I want to know a little bit more. He could have easily said that. And for the record, there are no sacred cows. You don't have to protect his reputation. You say, I disagree. I don't believe this disease is killing as many people as they're claiming. Nor do I believe it is as deadly as they're claiming. I believe it's like anything else, and we're going to address it, but we're not going to go, we're going to do it with hydroxychloroquine. And if anybody disagrees with me, then you're fired. They've already been doing this in France. I mean, he could have taken a much better stance on that, but he didn't. He played politics. And this vaccine is a joke. Trump's out there, whoo, I got this vaccine to you the quickest. You could have gotten us hydroxychloroquine and a few other pills. It would have been $3 a dose, and the pharmaceutical companies don't get over, and we're not $6 trillion more in debt and counting, and we don't have some little leprechaun man out there making himself bigger than life. Well, people are catching on. This report came last week. On Thursday, reacting to the news that the listing for Dr. Fauci's new book, Expect the Unexpected, 10 Lessons on Truth, Service, and the Way Forward, was scrubbed from Amazon and Barnes & Noble on Wednesday. Kentucky GOP Senator Rand Paul, a consistent foe and critic of Fauci's, quipped, "Oh, I don't know. I think they should publish it. I love science fiction." Rand Paul, God bless you, man. I love that I'm your friend. I really do. The listing for Fauci's book was removed from both Amazon and Barnes & Noble's website amidst claims that he was profiting from the pandemic. This is akin to Cuomo getting millions of dollars for a book when he killed people. He introduced a virus. Look, these old folks were going to die. You go to a old folks home to die. These old folks were going to die. And so, here's what's his face does. Cuomo, he injects this Wu flu virus knowing that it'll accelerate the death. They were going to die anyway. I'm not trying to be flippant about it. But he essentially put a death agent in there. He could have just done the regular flu and they would die. But they ended up killing 15,000 people. What did Fauci do? Can you believe this clown? 10 lessons on truth, service, and the way forward? Talk about all the little buzzwords and the dog whistles. Forward, which is Obama's word. Truth, sir. This is, who was it, Comey, that wrote the book about leadership and honesty and integrity or something like that? What was the name of this stupid book? They're telling you what they're not. Truth, service, and the way forward from this little bureaucratic clown? He should be rid of. In China, they would have killed him. Y'all think I'm kidding. I'm not suggesting that. But in China, what he did, they would have shot him. You can't do what he did, kill people like this, and get away with it. Right now, the Chinese government is looking at a scapegoat for the WHO flu, they're using the United States to fight their battle so they don't have to kill somebody. But if it comes back that they go, oop, this is where this WHO flu originated, they're going to kill somebody, or here's what the Chinese will tell you. The person who let this thing escape from our lab died. Case closed. In our case, we know. Anyway, after the huge dump of Fauci emails surfaced this week, stirring up all these various controversies, and it's funny, they call them, on the media, they call them conspiracy theories, as if we're making this stuff up. But anyway, Rand Paul tweeted, told you. That was it. Two words that essentially explain Fauci. Told you. I could say that. I've been talking about this dude. I've been talking smack to Fauci. I'd love for him to come on the program. See, this is one of these opportunities where I say this. He's a brilliant man, right? He's got all the PhDs and the MDs and whatever else. He's got, what do they call them, the honorary degrees. He's won awards and got $1 million for his awards. He's got all kinds of stuff behind him in his office to show how smart and how great he is. I don't have any of that. I don't. But I invite him to come on this show, and you know what I would do? I would expose him as the fraud and the liar that he is. And that's why I make that open invitation. Any leftist that wants it, if you want to come and debate your position, come to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, and we will put you on this program, and I will have a two-hour debate with you on all these various topics that I talk about every day. And you can be prepared to get your butt kicked, because they're liars. They figured out exactly what's been going on here. This guy tweeted, in fewer than 100 words, this is decimating, engineered, not effective, gain of function, funding, influence. I mean, what the actual, and he's talking about Fauci, engineered this thing. It knew it wasn't effective, and it had gain of function. It was a scourge on the world.
Radio show.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions of people across the country are dealing with the heat wave. Milwaukee hit a record high 3 days in a row, and it got above 100 degrees in Sioux Falls, South Dakota over the weekend. New England is among the hot spots today as heat advisories are in place. Philadelphia also set to feel the heat early this week. The National Weather Service in Boston also taking the time to tweet to remind folks how dangerous the heat can be. They tweeted a graphic urging everybody to prevent heat-related deaths by looking in their cars before locking up. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Guatemala trying to get to the bottom of why there's a surge in illegal immigration from the Northern Triangle heading to the United States. She's holding a news conference with Guatemala's president and is also going to be meeting with community leaders to discuss issues on the ground. This is USA Radio News.
The CDC says that more than 300 million doses of COVID vaccine have been administered in the United States. As of Sunday, just over 49% of Americans over 12 are now fully vaccinated. New data also showing that 14 states have reached the goal of 70% of their adult residents receiving at least one dose of vaccine. The White House has set a goal of getting 70% of all adults in the country to have received at least one dose by July 4th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Supreme Court isn't taking up a discrimination case regarding the male-only military draft. A men's rights group claims a male-only draft is discriminatory against women, arguing it became lawful after the Defense Department opened combat roles to women in 2013. Back in 1981, the High Court ruled in the case of Rostetter versus Goldberg that the male-only requirement was justified since women could not serve in combat roles at that time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fauci is scared, and I love seeing it, and he should be. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. He's scared. He's been riding the wave, man. He's part of the reason Donald Trump isn't in office. He's proud of himself. He got on that wave of leftism for a bit, and now they need a scapegoat because we now know with certainty. Fauci pretends it's not certain, but we know with certainty that this thing originated in China, and Fauci wants to play games with it. Here he is. He's doing an interview on MSNBC, and he's asked about the Wu flu origin in a... He dances around it, but here it is.
Key, isn't a key scientific factor in coming up with cures and coming up with vaccines and coming up with a final sort of solution to COVID-19 to know where it came from, to understand the origins of the virus.
Well, to understand the origins of the virus, Rachel, rather than being contributory to the development of drugs or vaccines, it's more to prevent this from happening again, to understand the origins so that you can be able to be prepared, whatever the origin is. You know, there's this concern, is it a natural evolution or is it something that happened out of a lab, an accident or what have you? It is important to understand that. But it is being approached now in a very vehement way, in a very distorted way, I believe, by attacking me. I think the question is extremely legitimate. You should want to know how this happened so that we can make sure it doesn't happen again. But what's happened in the middle of all that, I've become the object of extraordinary, I believe, completely inappropriate, distorted, misleading and misrepresented attacks. Which, you know, it is what it is, but it's happening.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So let me just clear this up for you. The guy who is in control of America's infectious disease doesn't understand why he's under attack. Because we were told this thing came from an animal, and we're learning that it came from a lab that he sent money to fund for what's called gain of function so that it could be weaponized, and it's now killing people, and we have a vaccine for it that's also killing people, and he's wondering, why am I under attack? That's why you're the highest paid bureaucrat in the country, Dr. Fauci.
He's the Rachel. You got to understand, when Rachel Maddow's trying to do this in such a way that it doesn't attack him, but Dr. Fauci, don't we need to know the origins in order to da da da? But she doesn't want to say it outright that you, in order to do this correctly, you had to know the origin. This should have been something you were vehement about. But now he's upset because people are calling him the test. People are questioning his authority. People are now understanding that he's little more than a bureaucrat, a puppet being told what to say. And his emails reveal that this guy, it knows nothing. He says one thing, flip-flops. Listen to when he talks. He's never definitive. He said, well, of course you need to understand the origins, but he says, what you want to know it for is to prevent it from happening ever again. No, it's not. You want to know the origins so you can understand how it happened so that, because it is going to happen again. You're not going to see. It's funny that people go, well, if you do this, it'll never happen again. That's a lie. It will happen again. What you do is you learn from how it is. It's like saying, if you tell a kid to be careful walking in a field, well, then you can prevent snake bites, or you can prevent them from twisting their ankle or whatever. No, you can't. You can stop. You can lessen it, but you're not going to prevent it. You want to understand the origins because you want to know, okay, in this particular case, were the Chinese working on a bioweapon in a lab? And whose fault is it that we've spent all this money over this scam? That's what you want to know. We've mapped the human genome. We pretty much, look, I don't even know where medicine's going to go over the next 10 years. I'm afraid to even speculate. But don't tell me you want to know so you can prevent it from happening again. People work in labs and they make mistakes. Hollywood makes movies about it. Understanding the origin. People want to know, is it natural or for a lab, but they're approaching it in a distorted way, he says. And then he finishes with, you should want to know how it happened. Okay, why don't you? Why don't you, Fraudy? Why don't you want to know how it happened? And by the way, he's still sticking to the idea that it's more likely to be natural. Play that clip.
Joining us now, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and chief medical advisor to the president, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Dr. Fauci, good morning. It's good to see you. We want to talk about the state of coronavirus, but as you may have heard, many of your emails were made public in a FOIA request from BuzzFeed and the Washington Post. So let me ask you a couple questions on that. First of all, in April of 2020, the lab leak theory from the Wuhan lab was discussed in some of your emails. Dr. Collins, the head of the NIH, seemed to suggest it was a conspiracy. Did you agree at that time, in April of 2020, that the lab leak theory was a conspiracy theory?
No, not necessarily at all. The situation is that we didn't know, and we still don't know, what the origin is. That if you look historically in the way things rolled out, we all felt, and still do actually, Willie, that it is more likely to be a natural jumping of species from an animal reservoir to a human. However, since we don't know that for sure, that you've got to keep an open mind. So you could say you think one thing is more likely than the other, but the fact that it could have been something else clearly was there. It was low on the list of what we thought the likelihood was, but in fact, that's the reason why we all are now saying there's a considerable amount, appropriately, of interest in trying to find out what the origin is, and that's why we're all in favor of a fair, open investigation to see if we can actually find out the origin, because we want to make sure this doesn't happen again.
Since those emails in April of 2020, Dr. Fauci, have you come around more to the possibility of a lab leak theory? Do you think it's more credible today than it was then?
You know, I'm not so sure. I think one of the things that has stimulated interest, which I think is important to investigate, is the idea, and we need to find out if it's true or not, of the fact that there were some people who worked at the lab who got ill. We need to find out, A, is that true, and B, what was the nature of their illness. And those are things we just need to find out. So if that's something that turns out to be an important feature, then you could say, that may lean a little bit more towards one. But what I think people might be getting confused is the conflation of, is it more interest in it, or is there really more evidence? The evidence is very sparse, and that's the reason why we want to keep looking.
This little fraudulent leprechaun is the biggest con man. Man, wow, since Obama. Look, BuzzFeed and the Washington Post are the people who requested this from Freedom of Information about the fraud, Fauci the fraud. They are the ones. This wasn't Judicial Watch or somebody else. BuzzFeed and WaPo, leftist sources. And they talk about Dr. Collins suggested that the lab leak is a conspiracy. That was the beginning of the throw us off. Let's throw everybody off. Still don't know the origin. You know, he says, well, historically, the way things rolled out, it's a natural jumping of species from animal to human, but you must keep an open mind. Why weren't you keeping an open mind from the beginning? Could have been something else, but it was low on the likelihood. But there's a considerable amount now, appropriately, of us to take a look at an investigation. But what was funny, think about his language. His language was, we should have a fair and open investigation. Now he wants fair and open. What is an investigation? This is not an investigation into anybody. This is an investigation into where did a supposed pandemic start. You would think the entire world would want to know it. Why is he asking? Why is he using that terminology? Fair and open. See, that's your clue. Because what he's saying is, I need somebody to run interference for me so I can have a fair and presumably open investigation, which means he already wants to know the outcome, that he's going to be okay. Right now, they're going to try to save him. But I'm telling you, Fauci's their fall guy. He's their fall guy. And frankly, I want to see him go down. As far as I'm concerned, he's one of the biggest mass murderers in the history of America. He certainly murdered our economy.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away, put it back in your bank account, and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Intense backlash over emails obtained by BuzzFeed and the Washington Post through FOIA requests. And here's what the gist of it. Among the thousands of emails Fauci was alerted that the novel coronavirus looked, quote, engineered. He knew masks were not effective. He was circulating gain-of-function research in February of 2020 and lied about these experiments under oath, and a Wuhan lab founder emailed to thank him for dismissing the lab leak theory. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. As you evaluate what I say about Fauci, understand he's the metaphor. He's the metaphor for every single thing that leftists present to you. He's the metaphor for global climate change. He's the metaphor for white nationalism. He's a metaphor for America's racist. He's a metaphor for border security and gun control. He's the metaphor for it all. He's the poster child for the thing that they have used to soak more money out of our economy than you can imagine over a scam working in conjunction with the Chinese. This man should be on trial for treason. And we didn't go digging. You didn't even have to go digging. It would be like saying, Kevin, well, let's go look for some evidence that Joe Biden didn't get 82 million votes. Do you honestly believe that there's a leftist out there that I'm not talking about a dummy. I'm talking about a serious Democratic operative that doesn't know for a fact that Joe Biden didn't win this election. Do you think there's any serious leftists out there? They know that he didn't win the election, and they're snickering behind your back. There's inasmuch as they know this is a scam that was run by the entirety of the government, the powers that be, to get money from us over nothing and to make us to do what they told us to do. They wanted to test the American spirit, and we failed. I'm just going to tell you right now, we failed. I would love to give you some good news and say, oh, no, it's all going to be good or whatever. We failed as a country. Some of us held strong. There are many of us SEALs that were out there going, oh, no, you're not fooling me. Anyway, Fauci is a criminal. I'll give you more about that, but I want to talk about what President Trump said about him. He issued a statement citing the release of these emails from Fauci, said China should pay the U.S. $10 trillion over this. Here's what he wrote. Now everyone, even the so-called enemy, are beginning to say that President Trump was right about the China virus coming from the Wuhan lab. The correspondence between Fauci and China speaks too loudly for anyone to ignore. China should pay $10 trillion to America and the world for the death and destruction they have caused. Now you got all these experts pointing to admitting it. And even though I played clips earlier in the broadcast, Fauci's still going, well, we still don't know the origins. I mean, you got to keep an open mind. All the things that he didn't do. Why didn't he do it? Because he got paid. He got paid chump change. Okay, he gets a book deal. Let's say he makes $20 million. Do you know what that $20 million cost us? Trillions. All we got to do, if we want to get this country on the right track financially, is we need to stop these scummy, lying bureaucrats. In another statement, President Trump criticized Fauci and claimed that he was against the travel ban that he had ordered during the pandemic. He says, we ordered, and this is where I depart with Trump, but he says, we ordered billions of dollars worth of vaccines before we knew it even worked. Had it not been done, our wonderful vaccines would not have been administered until October of this year. No one would have had the shot and now saved the world and millions of lives. I don't believe that. But he said, Fauci was totally against masks. There's another one I don't believe in. When I thought they would at least be helpful, he then changed his mind and completely became a radical masker. Yeah, well, whatever. Fauci says he changed his opinion after the data came. We have another clip about him. Yeah, let's go ahead and play that.
And then finally, there was an email from you to Sylvia Burwell, the former HHS secretary, that had to do with masks. And this is getting a great deal of attention. The date here is February 5th, which I think is hugely important. She apparently had asked you whether she should wear a mask on a trip. And you responded to her, concluding, I do not recommend that you wear a mask, particularly since you are going to a very low-risk location. That was February 5th. Right. A lot has transpired since then. If you had to go back and do it all over again, would you tell her something different? Do you regret that?
Well, you know, John, let's get real here. If you look at scientific information as it accumulates, what is going on in January and February, what you know as a fact, as data, guides what you tell people and your policies. If March, April, May occur, you accumulate a lot more information and you modify and adjust your opinion and your recommendation based on the current science and current data. So, of course, if we knew back then that a substantial amount of transmission was asymptomatic people, if we knew then that the data show that masks outside of a hospital setting are actually do work when we didn't know it then, if we realized all of those things back then, of course, you're asking a question, would you have done something different if you know what you know now? Of course people would have done that. That's so obvious.
Welcome back, everybody. I want to simplify this. Here's what Fauci's saying. He's saying, if you could go back in hindsight and do the right thing, you would do the right thing. Really, shocking, right? That would be like saying, if you could go back in hindsight, would you marry the same person you married, you know, that you divorced? Would you be with a girlfriend who got you arrested for nothing, right? Would you work at the job where you found out that the CEO was embezzling and all that? He's saying, if I could go back and make better decisions, of course I would make better decisions. Okay, so what he's telling you is this. He doesn't make good decisions. He has to wait on whatever the current science and the current data is. This is using his terms. The current science and the current data. He's going to make his determination. He can't look forward. He can't say, you know what? It would be like you raising a child and saying, look, I'm going to teach you what's available to me this very moment, but I'm not going to teach you anything that's going to help you for the future. So if you want to eat candy all day long, now it's okay because science says it's okay. But in the future, when you don't have any teeth, don't blame me. I'll make my change later. Here's what I can tell you. If you give me a decision of, Kevin, do you want to give your kid a bunch of soda or do you want to give your kid water? And what do you think is going to benefit them more now and in the future? Let me tell you what I say to my son. I say, look, I understand that you like Dr. Pepper, but here's what I will tell you. If you drink water in replace of Dr. Pepper and you use that as the fluid to fuel your body, going into the future, that is going to be a better source. It's going to make you a better athlete and it's going to make you healthier. Because see, the body isn't used to drinking Dr. Pepper. Now, I know for a fact that science is good today. And it's good 20 years from now. And that's information he can pass on. What Fauci is saying is, I don't have any leadership. I just tell you whatever is true to today or whatever they tell me to say in my paycheck, that's what I tell you. I'm not going to project and say, you know what, based on physiology, based on psychology, based on whatever, this is the way things should be. He modifies and adjusts. This is what he said. I modify and adjust my opinion based on current science and current data. Well, do you ever think that you don't have enough data and that therefore you can't make a scientific judgment? Just that you need to make a rational judgment based on your knowledge. And here's what Fauci doesn't want you to know. He never gets it right, or he rarely gets it right. Go look at his record. He rarely gets it right. It's insanity to listen to this guy. He's wishy-washy, flip-floppy, leaves himself wiggle room. He's a typical bureaucrat. He doesn't want to commit. If you had said to me, Kevin, what do you think about masks? I'd say, look, masks are going to give people some protection because you don't spit things as far with a mask. But it's really a placebo. If you're staying far enough away from somebody that you're not getting their spittle, the air is still out there. So the masks are going to have a low level of protection, but not enough to mandate them. That's what I would have said.
And I certainly wouldn't have advocated shutting down our economy or spending trillions of dollars on vaccines that don't work. Fauci's a fraud.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.